SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
A new SBS music station is coming.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more? Tune in from the 1st of May
on DAB Radio, online,
the SBS audio app
and SBS On Demand.
Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Wednesday, the 22nd of April 2026. Today, where the Australian share market fell, the S&P ASX 200 down 1.1%, but it still means the index is around 4% away from a record high, recovering from the tumble in March. Now that tumble saw the median super growth fund fall 3.2% last month, but researchers at ChantWest predict the recovery in the share market so far in April has largely already reversed that fall, with financial year-to-date gains at 6% with about 10 weeks to go. That highlights the long-term nature of superannuation. A closer look now, though, at today's moves on the share market, where hearing implant maker Cochlear was responsible for a large part of today's fall. Shares pounded, crumbling 40% to a 10-year low. It issued a profit warning, revising down its full-year earnings guidance, blaming record low consumer confidence in the US, which is impacting discretionary healthcare decisions. While it sees solid demand growth in emerging markets, it told the ASX, given the current conflict in the region, it expects order cancellations and a heightened risk of delivery delays to some countries. Soon I'll ask James Gerrish from Market Partners if this will be a key theme across the market. Elsewhere on the ASX today, the Bank of Queensland tumbled 9% as its first half cash profit fell 4%. Treasury Wines, one of the best performers, up 17% following a major restructure. BHP did well, up 1.2% as its quarterly production report came in line with expectations. And Scentre Group rose around 1.7%. It reported a 3.1% increase in visits to its Westfield centres in the first 3 months of this year compared with the same time a year ago. So for more on the day's market action, I spoke with James Gerrish, Portfolio Manager at Market Partners. James, the markets are down today despite an extension of the Middle East ceasefire deadline, which was meant to end tomorrow morning. It appears more broadly, though, the market is trading as if the war will end soon because you've got Wall Street at or near record highs, similar in Korea, and here we're just a few percentage points away from a record despite a bad day today. Are investors getting ahead of themselves?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, the bounce back in the market has been pretty swift as soon as we've seen sort of some incrementally more positive news towards a deal being playing out or being negotiated in Iran. So, you know, markets are forward looking. So I think they are right to think that a deal will be done. I think both sides are obviously the news flow is really volatile, but I think overall the trend is moving towards a deal being done. Equities, as I said, price forward looking instruments. So I think a deal will be done and the desire to make a deal will be is certainly there. And equities are, you know, going to go refocus their attention back on things that really matter, which is earnings.
Speaking of earnings, we've heard from hearing implant maker Cochlear today. It issued a profit warning because of sales uncertainty in the fourth quarter due to a number of things, but including the Middle East conflict. It's expecting order cancellations and the risk of delivery delays in emerging markets. Shares were smashed today. So to what extent do you think we'll see similar announcements from the rest of the market? And more importantly, are investors ready for it?
Investors aren't ready for it, to be blunt there, Ricardo. I think one of the things you need to be conscious of is Cochlear have had a number of downgrades over the past 6 months. They came out in February and said that their earnings were going to be at the lower end of their prior guidance, which had been lowered as well. So they've come out today and downgraded earnings by about 20%. I think that's going to be the theme that something that investors should be conscious of. Companies that have already been struggling, I'd expect there to be more blaming of what's playing out in Iran for ongoing weakness in terms of earnings. I mean, if you think about Cochlear, they've come out and said that earnings are going to be 290 to 330 million for the full year. I mean, that's down about 100 million from where they were seeing it in February alone. So that's a big re-rate lower. And the trend in Cochlear has been weak. So I think you know, if you're taking a lesson out of this, I think it'll be those companies that have already been struggling are going to start to blame what's playing out from a geopolitical standpoint, as, you know, as an excuse, if you like, in terms of their earnings weakness. You know, markets have sold down Cochlear 40% today. I think that's sort of, you know, that's an aggressive move, but it is predicated on prior past downgrades as well. So sort of you hold your hands up in the air and say, I don't want to be there anymore in terms of Cochlear, Ricardo.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
What about the implications down the line for consumers, right? As businesses consider passing on higher costs, what does it mean for investors and ultimately for interest rates?
Yeah, it means that inflation will probably be sticky here in Australia, and it means that interest rates will probably stay higher for longer. There's probably further rate increases to go from the RBA. So that does have implications for, particularly for discretionary retail stocks, travel-related names. So I think there'll be some pressure on the likes of Flight Centre. There's pressure building on the likes of Qantas, web travel, etc. And then if you broaden that out to more of the consumer discretionary names, JB Hi-Fi would be one I'd call out, Super Retail Group, etc. But I'd also caution that a lot of these stocks have been sold down a long way on the basis that interest rates had already started to go up. So obviously interest rate policy had been tightening before the Middle East situation played out. This will amplify it, but some of those moves in stocks, as I said earlier in the piece, markets are forward looking, so they've already been sold down a fair way. So I think from an investor standpoint, you've still got to sit back and refocus on earnings. There will be an earnings impact from what's playing out in terms of higher energy prices. But in some respects, I think it's priced into some areas of the ASX.
And just expanding on that, with everything we've discussed, what are you telling your clients right now, and where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Yeah, the market's volatile, and volatility does throw up opportunity. So I think the first point would be that you don't run away from these macro-driven headlines that can have short, sharp impacts on equities. We saw when the tariffs were announced, the market was down nearly 20%, then bounced back very sharply. We've seen this time round where the oil shock saw the ASX down circa 10%, and has now bounced back very strongly. So probably I'm a little bit cautious after the bounce that we've just seen play out over the last 2 weeks or so. But staying nimble across portfolios is the key. I think if we look forward in the next 6 months, if you recall coming out of February earnings season here in Australia, earnings were going reasonably well for ASX corporates across the board. So although we've had a big macro shock, which will impact some companies like Cochlear today, I think the overall trends in earnings remain pretty positive. A couple of interest rate increases don't change that view. And I think staying with those, the areas of strength in earnings will continue to pay dividends for investors. And that's certainly what we're seeing or telling clients at the moment, Ricardo.
That's James Gerrish there from Market Partners, and he wraps up the podcast for this Wednesday. Give it a like, a review, and subscribe if you enjoy it. And don't forget, you can watch On The Money during the 6:30 weekday edition of SBS World News on SBS. The podcast returns tomorrow. It drops after the market close every weekday, and I'll catch you then.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.